News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brances Valley. President Allison Prince on hand, and this is the time of year where one campaign is ending and you're ramping up for the next one.
Absolutely. Work is never done around our office. So while we are still actively closing out our 2016-2017 community campaign, we're trying to get on all those last results to kind of come up with a final number. So we'll be doing that here the next 2 weeks, still trying to get all that in. So real quick update, if you haven't made a gift to United Way and you'd like to and make it in on this campaign, we still have not hit our goal yet. So everything would help us reach that goal. Or you can also let us know if you've got results sitting on your desktop and you need to get them to us, please let us know. You can call our office at 979-696-4483.
Not only an anxious time for those of you in the office and for the United Way board, but obviously for those partner agencies as well.
Sure. Yeah, we make a two-year commitment to them every 2 years when they go through the grant process. But that second year is a pending number based on how our campaign performs. So this is that year, that adjustment year, that will either adjust up or down depending on how a campaign performs. So yeah, our partners are waiting to hear as well. So it's really important when you're giving to United Way that you understand that it's not just impacting us, it's also impacting all 18 of our nonprofit partners.
And is this the second year then of the two-year cycle?
It is. This will be the beginning of the second year of the two-year cycle. So that does mean that in the next 12 months, we'll start the grant cycle again as well, and our partners will be reapplying. So every 2 years, it's kind of a constant change in our office. So we're always working on looking to the future and what's coming up next.
And I sort of bring up that not only in that transition for you all, but it's also the door opening for other agencies that might want to get their foot in the door.
Sure, absolutely. You know, we launched our strategic bold goals 2 years ago. We're going to be holding on to those until 2020. So that's kind of where we start our funding decisions from. So organizations that can identify that they match with those goals, that's who we invite to apply with us to go through the application process. It is all about fighting for the education, financial stability, and health of every person in the Brazos Valley. So if you're an organization that's doing that and you're interested in learning more, we are not ready to start taking those applications yet. It'll be towards the end of this calendar year that we'll be doing that. But start thinking and start watching our website for some of those updates, because we'll be putting them out as soon as we can get those all planned and put together.
Really, this would be the time for those agencies within their own internal boards and supporters to start considering whether or not they want to make an application at the end of the year.
That's a perfect way to say that. That is exactly what needs to be happening. Yeah.
What else is on the plate then?
Yeah, so just as soon as we're wrapping up one campaign, we're starting another one. And last week, I think when I was here, we mentioned that we have a brand new director of resource development named Tammy Grimes, and she is eager to get out and meet with businesses. So she's going to be making pop-ins all over town and reaching out to companies that both have worked with us, those that have worked with us in the past but might not be working with us right now, or companies that we don't have a relationship with. She's just really wanting to get our name out there and connect with you and find out what are ways that you want to be philanthropically involved in the community. And is United Way a good partner for that? So if you are interested in learning a little bit more about that and having her stop by, you are welcome to call our office again. That number is 979-696-4483. Her direct extension is 118. Again, her name is Tammy Grimes. And you can email her at tgrimes, G-R-I-M-E-S, at uwbv.org.
And also a continuing reminder that this is not just about Brazos County, it's the Brazos Valley.
Absolutely. She will be getting out. We all try to get out throughout the seven-county region. And we were down in Grimes County on, I think it was Friday afternoon. We were running around visiting with some companies and just making pop-ins and stuff like that. So absolutely, we want to be working throughout the seven-county region.
A continuing reminder also about Over the Edge. How did that kickoff go, by the way?
Oh, Over the Edge kickoff was great. We had 15 people register there at the event, which was a nice surprise. We have sponsorships are selling still. A lot of our big sponsors are already secured, but there's a couple of those sponsor packages still open. And then we also have a really cool sponsorship opportunity that's called our Belay sponsor, and that's a $1,500 sponsorship. So our packages range from $1,500 to $15,000. So they're kind of all sorts of price points. So if this is an event that you're like, hey, I want my business involved with that and to be recognized as a company that supports United Way through this event, reach out to us. We'd love to visit with you, and we'd love to get your company involved.
Remind us again, this is in September for those who weren't aware of what you debuted last year and what you'll be doing this September.
Absolutely. On September 7th, us and 92 of our friends who have registered and raised $1,000 will be rappelling down the Hilton, all 110 feet, for an exciting fundraiser. So it's all peer-to-peer fundraising. You register, you share with your friends and family this crazy adventure that you're trying to go on. You raise $1,000, which I know can seem a little daunting at first, but it's really not as hard as it sounds. That's, you know, 10 friends giving $100, 20 friends giving $50. You can do the math and figuring that out. A lot of our gifts last year were $25, $30, $5. So there's no pressure that you have to, in order to be participating in this, you have to know someone who can give $1,000. If you do, that's awesome. It makes it really easy. You can even be one of our higher raisers and raise more than $1,000. But it's that $1,000 minimum. And it's just about asking your friends to be involved in the work and sharing with them while you want to fight with for the education, financial stability, and health.
And all that, again, is online at uwbv.org.
It sure is.
All right. That's our update this week. United Way of the Brazos Valley, President Allison Prince on News Talk 1620 WTAW.